Dave Martinsender here. It's Tuesday. Welcome back. Hey, we got some radical music on here, and I know I'm making lots of people mad, but I don't really care. Yes, I do. I'm sorry. But it's just a terrible Tuesday. I just invented that term to describe today. Doesn't mean I've done away with my regular theme song. It just means we're in for a little change of pace here. And this is the change of pace. You're hearing it right now. It won't always be this way. All right. Yeah, we're gonna shake it up like a paint can today. I started listening to Ray Prenzing. I think he died 2 years ago. God rest his soul. Love that guy. But he didn't understand a major point in the scriptures that I'm going to get to. But this was the first guy that I ever heard poo-poo the rapture. He poo-pooed it. He didn't use those exact words because he was a... let's just say he wasn't like me. He wouldn't have said poo-poo. He just said it was very unspiritual, immature to believe in this crazy thing that Christians are going to actually rise up in the air. It was looked down upon. It was considered unspiritual. And as I recall, he used the word escapism. It's escapism! I like the way he used to talk. I'm trying to remember how he said that. Is that how? Yeah, I think that's how it was. It was, we're not into escapism. It's a doctrine of escapism. And the thing back then was that you were going to overcome. To those who overcome will I give to eat of the tree of life in the book of Revelation. And I was told for years then, for like 3 or 4 years, that I was to be an overcomer. And if you were an overcomer, you didn't hope to get out of the day of indignation. You weren't going to escape the tribulation. No, you were going to go through the indignation. It was kind of like a spiritual testosterone. And anybody who thinks they're going to get raptured or escape the difficulties, they were spiritual lightweights. I didn't want to be that. I wanted to be an overcomer too. I should probably get that reference for you. Okay, here's the verse in the King James Version, Revelation 2, verse 7. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life which is in the midst of the paradise of God. You had to overcome in order to eat of the tree of life. Now this sounded an awful lot like to me like salvation by works. You only ate of the tree of life if you were an overcomer. But Ray Prenzing and others I know emphasized this verse. An overcomer. You had to be an overcomer. Now, in the meantime, I began reading some passages from the Apostle Paul that seemed to clash with this. Namely, that I was saved by grace, that it was not of works. And I thought, well, that's strange. Do I really have to be an overcomer? And so I began to see what I would call odd passages, passages that seemed to clash with other passages. Nevertheless, I still believed that I was going to be an overcomer. I didn't want to escape. I didn't want to be a lightweight, and so I began to poo-poo the rapture as well. And well, it wasn't hard to do when the likes of who was that guy that I just mentioned? Why can't I remember, what was his name? I just talked about him yesterday. The guy who named all the dates. Yeah, whatever his name was. When the likes of that guy and other Christians championed this. Raptured, then it was easy to poo-poo it. Remember, I was becoming more mature, I was becoming more spiritual, and I wanted spiritual muscle, and so I was going to be an overcomer. My friends were worried about me. I remember there was one girl named Dana, and I talked to her on the phone, and I made fun of her. I said, "You still believe in the rapture?" She said, "You don't? You mean you don't believe in the rapture anymore?" I said, "No, I don't. I'm an overcomer." "Oh my gosh!" And she really feared for me because this was a foundational teaching of the Christian religion. But I was becoming less and less a part of that. I was part of this exclusive company that was going to go through the day of indignation. And maybe I was even a member of the 144,000 who you will read about in the book of Revelation. 12,000 from each tribe of Israel. I mentioned this on Frothy Friday, but maybe some of you didn't get it because it went too quick and there was that crazy rock music in there. But I was told that perhaps I would be of this company. But there was also another company in the book of Revelation called the Vast Throng. and they were somehow attached in some spiritual way to these 144,000. Anyway, there was this great company known as Overcomers, and they weren't going anywhere, buddy. They were going to have white robes washed by the blood of the Lamb, and we were even getting geared up, you know, to be martyred and all this great stuff that we were going to do for God. And again, this message, I need to emphasize, I'm done already? All right, I got to get this point out. This message now from Ray Prinzing and others that I heard emphasized the kingdom of God, the kingdom. And the kingdom was defined as 1,000 years on earth, and that we were going to be a part of that. In fact, we were even part of the lost 10 tribes of Israel. Now, there's a lot of truth to that teaching concerning the lost 10 tribes. I don't want to get into that now because, man, that is a deep, deep topic. But I was buying into all this, and I was going to be an overcomer. Something changed my mind, and you're going to find out what it is probably tomorrow, maybe Thursday, but probably tomorrow, but possibly Thursday. We'll just have to see what they tell me. Believe in God no matter what the clergy tell you. I'm Martin Sender.